What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're going to get practical tips. You're going to get practical tools. You're going to leave with a family blueprint and manual. And officially, you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast. So make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there.
But oftentimes people complain all the time about, man, holidays are so commercialized. And guess what? Hallmark has not gotten a hold of any of these holidays, as far as I know.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here. Another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. Today, we're talking about celebrating the festivals of faith. I love this conversation. I love this topic. I want Jeremy to speak mostly on this from experience and wisdom. But one thing I'll say, which is interesting, is I bet if you're listening, if you're a common Western Protestant Christian, even talking about the biblical holidays probably made you either cringe or immediately put on your skeptical glasses, right? And you're kind of like, ooh, I don't know about that. That seems legalistic. That seems this, right? And the first thing before Jeremy talks that I'll say is, do we realize how non-consistent that is with our own holidays, right? Just that feeling alone you just maybe had is interesting, because we never even do that with our own holidays, right? We embrace Christmas and Easter and all these other holidays without even thinking twice, man-made ones, but yet we're all of a sudden skeptical the minute it's actually from the Bible. Like, doesn't that seem weird to anyone else? That seems weird to me. But yeah, Jeremy, what would you say about this?
Yeah, so do you have to celebrate the biblical holidays? No, you do not. It's very clear in the New Testament. You don't have to. Paul says that in Colossians chapter 2. Let no one judge you according to what days you keep. And you don't have to celebrate cultural holidays or Christian holidays either. However, I love this conversation because one of the things that I'm constantly asking as a father is how might I better immerse my kids in the story? What kinds of things, tools, yeah, am I given to help story my children so that they will have faith in the gospel? And man, like, holidays are awesome at this. I mean, this is, yes, what they are for. And so I just find this as like a tool that I find irresistible. And you know, it's interesting, you know, Paul did say in Colossians 2, don't let anybody judge you based on a holiday, but we know he celebrated holidays, and he even wrote to Gentile churches about them celebrating holidays. In 1 Corinthians 5, he says to them, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the festival, not with old bread of wickedness and evil, but with the new bread of sincerity and truth. And so I have an assignment for you guys. I think it's important as fathers that you just get to know your father's curriculum for training his people in faith. And that is these holidays, right? So, you can look at any of them. I always, if people are skeptical, I always tell people, start with the Festival of Sukkot. Most people don't know about that one. They might have heard about Passover. And Passover is a little bit more of a somber holiday. Sukkot is just awesome, immersive fun.
Yeah.
And so it's a holiday where one time a year, fathers are told to take their kids out of their house and to build a little hut, and then to point back at their house and say, that is not our home. Remember, our identity is we are sojourners on the earth. We are walking in faith, and so we will not be held captive by material things. Our faith is in the Lord alone, and we are on a journey of faith to the New Jerusalem. And man, I can't imagine a more exciting thing to celebrate than that. And so we've been celebrating this for, you know, over a decade, and it's been such an incredible part of our family's life. So I just want people to be aware that when God was crafting these holidays in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, he made them immersive, he made them full of meaning, and he made them all very fun. I mean, they all have some really amazing fun elements. And so there are seven holidays there in the Torah. Don't read them all and try to do them all in one year because you will overwhelm yourself. But oftentimes people complain all the time about, man, holidays are so commercialized. And guess what? Hallmark has not gotten a hold of any of these holidays, as far as I know. And if they have, it's not gotten to me. Like, it's just, they're all based on what we believe, and they're all centered on the person of Jesus. And so it's really exciting to learn these things. And so we're not going to be able to like unpack the meaning of all these holidays to you guys. We maybe will in subsequent podcasts, but I just want to like overall say, man, I love the fact that God, as a father, designed holidays. You can design holidays if you'd like. You can take the ones from our culture and redeem those. And we do a lot of that in our family. You can take the ones from the Bible and really experience the meaning that comes from those. We've done a lot of that in our family. And so these are all great. And I love the fact that holidays are a place where we story our children and we get to experience immersive, fun meaning as a full family.
Hey guys, can I just ask you a quick favor? If you could just pause real quick, well, actually after I'm done with this so it makes sense, for about 30 seconds and just rate and review this podcast. We can 10x the number of dads we help through this content if our podcast can be found by more dads. And one of the weird main things about this podcast game is that how they get ranked and how they get in front of other people essentially is because of how it gets rated and reviewed. So if you can just give a quick, honest rating and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.